Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
51551 is the number for your text. The Tories in the UK have accused Labour leader Keir Starmer of planning to be a part-time Prime Minister. Why? Well, the criticism comes after he told Virgin Radio that if elected, this is Keir Starmer, he plans to finish work by 6pm on Fridays to spend time with his children. But is he right to try and carve out family time, even in one of the most stressful jobs that you could imagine? How hard is it to perform in work while maintaining a work-life balance is a question I'm sure most of you have struggled with. To discuss this, I'm joined by Sinead Brady, the career psychologist and author of Total Reset. Sinead, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you, Cormac.
Now, what do you make of Keir Starmer saying, I will not work? He said there will be exceptions, of course. But generally, he says, I will not work as PM after 6pm on Fridays. Is he right?
I think we need many more leaders, people coming out in positions of seniority and leadership saying things like this. Because the reality is, every single piece of research that we have, every single piece of evidence that we have suggests that when people have protected time for their children, for their hobbies, for their family, for their friends, for their life outside of work, it impacts positively their decision-making abilities in the workplace. So there's simply nothing that tells us that we need to be switched on all of the time and available all of the time. And past 6 o'clock, I mean, I read the piece and, you know, and listened to the past 6 o'clock is not really finishing up at a part-time hours or finishing early, even on a Friday. I understand the role is all consuming, but 6pm on a Friday for a couple of hours with his kids and his partner is, to me, not alone reasonable, but should be the least he should be entitled to.
Yeah, but I suppose, though, his opponents will say he keeps talking about the various crises that are engulfing the UK right now, from healthcare to education to whatever the case may be. And now he's saying he's going to clock off at 6pm on Monday. If the crises are that bad, surely work a little on Friday, surely work a little bit harder.
So I know that Rishi Sunak has said that he never finishes work before 6pm. So clearly that strategy's not working. So maybe he did take a little bit of personal time and finished up and actually had time for hobbies and interests and his family and other people. Perhaps the crises wouldn't be so multiple, so great and so big. And perhaps it's when you are actually in connection with the human side of life and when you are connected to people and to real issues, that's how you lead properly.
Do you know what they call that, Sinead? They call that a stinger of a response to Rishi Sunak. Talk to me about the Happiness Project in Harvard.
Yeah, so the Happiness Project in Harvard is the longest running study of human, I suppose, development. And it has been, it's through Harvard University. And it has looked at graduates of the university, albeit a very specific demographic, since approximately 1950. Mm-hmm. And what it has learned is, so it has interviewed these men initially, but all graduates now over the course of 60 odd years. And they interview them at like 10 year intervals. But at the end of life, they've been coming back to speak to, you know, couples, and they have been heteronormative relationships, but speak to couples and ask them, you know, what were the biggest regrets they've had in their life? What were the biggest important points in their life? And so on. And what they say consistently is, I wish that I had spent more time with my family, with my friends, and building social connections during the years where I intensified my work. That is the one regret that I have. I regret not being more involved with my family, with my friends, with my children, with my partner during the years that I intensified my work.
Yeah.
That is their single biggest regret.
Well, do you know what a stinger I'd send back to you on that one? You always want, in psychology, isn't this true? You always want what you don't have.
Well, yes, but also there's a confirmation bias. So you may actually embed yourself further in the decisions that you've made in order to appear that you have made the right decision. So it depends. Okay. Depends on the individual. But typically when people get towards the end of life, Cormac, they do tend to have a very reasonable response and look back at things. And when you do ask, you know, what is your regret? People tend to be quite honest in that. So this feeling that, you know, you will see now, and as I work with organisations and I work on well-being and health policies within organisations that are doing really good work, the one thing that I will hear people at the leadership table saying to me is, you know, my father particularly worked extremely long hours and I don't want to be that person. I want to change the workplace for the better.
Okay.
And you have people making very, very clear decisions around. And work-life balance is, it's more about actually having a blend, because it's not possible to balance things for the most part, because, you know, we need to sleep for 8 hours a night and after that, it's not possible to balance things. But what we need to think about is blend. It's about a connection between work and life.
Yeah.
But that's very chilling. Can get that...
Do you know what? It's very chilling what you say, that people say, I don't want to be like my father who worked all the hours God gives, because what most children want is not their father or mother achieving a KPI. It's more time with their parents.
It's the time. Right? That's absolutely it.
How do you achieve that balance, though? Do you have any tips for people? Any tips for Rishi?
Yeah. Well, Richie as a leader actually should be very much looking at the policies that are in place and the procedures that are in place. And he as a leader should be removing the friction between the policy and the procedure, not standing to make it more frictionless, more frictionful. So he should be saying, actually, this is the right thing to do. We should be striving. If we want to have equality in political decision making, if we want to have equality in our political representation in our tables, we should be having an all feet under the table approach. And the only way to do that is to have a way of talking about boundaries between work and life that actually work for different people, not just for people that can conform to the ideal worker standard. So I would be saying to any leader that's listening to this or anybody who's in an organisation, step back and ask, like, what's the smallest thing that could make the biggest difference to my people, to my team, to myself? Does actually just taking a break, you know, twice a week to come home that bit early, to have dinner together, to maybe go and have to do something with friends or family, will that have a massive impact on me? Mm-hmm. And every single piece of research that we have tells us, not just in psychology, but in health generally, in medicine, in sociology, tells us that when you take breaks, in fact, if you work beyond 70 hours per week, which many people do, if you work beyond 70 hours per week, your productivity drops to the point where you may as well no longer be working.
My goodness. Okay.
Yes.
Look, so, it's really, really good advice. And do you know what? Rishi Sunak mightn't need it, because something tells me in 2 or 3 days' time, his work-life balance is going to be sorted out anyway. Sinéad Brady, career psychologist. Thank you very much indeed.